Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, comment, and of course, the ultimate, the Word of God. Right after this, important message. What an encouraging message on Facebook yesterday. Hi, Brother Greg. Just thought I'd tell you, I appreciate everything you stand for, and we love your program that we hear on WHCB every day. My husband and I pray for you every day also.
Here's one from a listener in Elizabethton.
Said, I'm going to be at all the services when you come to Tri-City. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for, well, just coming out. What a big deal.
That's Sherathon 2022, February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And then we'll be in Elizabethton that following Sunday. And as usual, I'm really looking forward to
that opportunity. God is so good. Thanks for getting in touch. Thanks for just loving us.
Students across this country are planning walkouts to protest in-person learning. Amid a national spike in COVID-19 Omicron cases, more than 4,100 schools nationwide were closed on Tuesday, a slight reduction from the more than 5,400 schools last week following the winter break. According to community event website Mobio, which tracks school closures in more than 5,000 U.S. districts, the closures came largely due to the increasing COVID-19 cases and related staffing shortages. What a mess. We continue to inform you, of course, you know already, the world is filled with nutcases. Like a Miami couple arrested after police say they kidnapped and tortured a man for 3 days. The man was coerced into coming to the Village's apartments on December the 28th, where he was later held at gunpoint, chained, and repeatedly threatened. 2 days later, the suspects, Aseas Dorsonville, 56, what a name, and Marie Dorsonville, 52, demanded that the victim give up his car in exchange for his freedom, and after heading to the victim's car, they later forced him to drink a combination of rum and bleach. Just insane. Speaking of that, they say this guy had a mental problem and they knew it. Why was he on the streets and could you do anything about it, really? Daryl Brooks Jr. allegedly beat up his ex-girlfriend, gave her a black eye, split her lip, in just minutes before he plowed his SUV through the crowd of revelers at the Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. If you recall, that killed 6 people, injured a dozen more. Brooks, 39, very upset and angry with his ex-girlfriend because he thought she was talking to other men when he began driving erratically and physically attacking the woman that day. How awful. It happened yesterday. FBI Director Christopher Wray remembered 73 officers who were killed in the line of duty last year. As we reflect on 2021, let's honor the memories of those who lost their lives protecting others. Ray wrote in an op-ed published in the Wall Street Journal, let's commit to making communities safer, finding ways to improve interaction between law enforcement and those they serve, holding everyone to the high standard befitting men and women in uniform, and valuing those who do their jobs with honor. Tip of the hat to those folks. Look out, here it comes, described as a big winter storm cranking up across the plains of the Midwest today. It's forecast to move across the Mississippi and Tennessee River valleys on Saturday. Depending on where you live and the air temperature as the storm moves in, there's a possibility for a variety of precipitation, from rain to freezing rain and ice and the potential for snow. I'm going back to bed. I continue to say, how confused it is in this old world. Data from the Canadian province Alberta confirms figures from other nations now, contradicting the plandemic of the unvaccinated. That narrative out there, oh yeah, showing a spike in COVID-19 cases after vaccinations. Alberta's data is particularly useful because the province reports COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths by day after the first and second vaccine doses. So get the shot and, well, you know. So, what do you know, Joe? The fact that Slidin' Biden lies whenever he feels up to telling one of his noted stories is just common knowledge anymore. Like that one about the Amtrak conductor he had a conversation with long after the conductor was gone from Amtrak. Or his house erupting in flames. Or his meeting with Nelson Mandela. No. But now even the Washington Post, the lefty loonies, has taken note of his falsehood with four Pinocchios. That's what they call it. Four Pinocchios. For Biden's wild claim that he was arrested during the civil rights event. What is this? The leader in the world, the free nation. Liar, liar, pants on fire. According to Fox News, the honor went to Biden over his false claim this week that he was arrested for the first time as a teenager when he attended a civil rights protest in Delaware. Okay, where's my gun? Well, the California sheriff, tasked with pursuing charges against the four alleged gang members accused in the shooting death of an off-duty L.A. Police Department officer, says he took the case to federal prosecutors because the response from the local district attorney's office was not satisfactory and really did not cover the depravity of this crime. We'll see where this one goes, eh? Well, they got him and 10 others. Stuart Rhodes, the leader and founder of that far-right group Oath Keepers, the militia, arrested Thursday, charged along with 10 others for a seditious conspiracy for allegedly organizing a wide-ranging plot to storm the Capitol on January the 6th last year and disrupt the certification of the fake President Joe Biden and his electoral victory. This is a part of that new America, unfortunately. U.S. restaurants stayed afloat during the pandemic thanks to outdoor heaters, elaborate patio spaces, and to-go drinks. But the creative workarounds weren't enough to stem the losses from the recent Omicron-fueled surge. So sales decreased at 98% of restaurants across this country in December. And according to a poll of 1,169 restaurants conducted by an independent group, sales dropped by at least half. 58% of those surveyed, 80% of restaurant owners said Omicron impacted their operating hours and many had to close down. And what is the appeal of this thing? Baby Shark, huh? It's been played in our house, I guess. Already the most viewed video on YouTube, became the first one to hit 10 billion. That's a B. Billion views. Crazy. Parents still seem low. Housing, January, typically one of the slowest months for real estate, as most people hunker down, getting ready to do something but not buy a new home. The median home sale price soared 16% in the week ending January the 9th, a record $365,000 median price. In the past month, 41% of homes sold for above their listing price. Isn't that something? How many stories? Dozens? Hundreds? How many people in prison for crimes they did not commit? You do a Google search on that, you will be shocked at people spending 10, 20, 30 years in prison for crimes they did not do. Oftentimes, cities and states paying millions of dollars to those incarcerated wrongly. Can you imagine? You're in jail. You didn't do anything. You're in jail for heinous crime. I just can't imagine. In some instances, people are grateful for the time they spent in prison. God works in mysterious ways. But I'm just shocked how many people are in prison and they're innocent. Living in today's world, and you don't know when it's gonna end, right after this. Here is the $64,000 question. You oldies listening know about that program, right? Yeah, that was a great show until they found out they were cheating. Anyway, here's the question. What did you get out of the Word today? Seriously, what did God talk to you about this day, my friend? Have you read your Bible? Well, congratulations. Have you prayed? Congratulations. Have you served? Oh, you haven't served others yet?
That's a real part of the Christian walk, my friend. Have you fellowshiped this week with other believers? You need that desperately. Birds of a feather, I'm being serious now. In my old days, I always fellowshiped with the bad guys and girls, and now that I'm saved, I want to hang around Christians. You should too. And then do not, number five, forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I desperately need church. What is it again? Bible, prayer, service, fellowship, church. That ought to do it. I pray you're doing those things. So vitally important.
Living in today's world, all about sports, or, well, actually, just you and I playing something like hockey. Have you ever played hockey? Watching this video where a guy just falls down on the ice here.
Heart attack. It's called the hockey miracle today. That's when a North Carolina doctor saved a fellow hockey player's life during a pickup game. Jib Street, a native of Canada who's been playing hockey his whole life, dropped to the ice at the Pineville rink in January after he went into cardiac arrest, but oh, was he so excited to find out there's a fellow player on the other, a medical doctor. When I did see the video a couple of days ago, it was difficult to watch yourself go down and lie there motionless on the ice. The gratitude comes from how fast this guy responded. That is the miracle. I'm skating with an emergency room doctor and didn't know it. Dr. Craig Bryan, whom Street calls his guardian angel, and other teammates quickly jumped into action. Bryant immediately began CPR. Do you know that, by the way? And fortunate this hockey rink, they had an AED unit that shocks your heart. Stand back, gonna shock this guy. We need more of those. Street didn't have a pulse for some 5 minutes. Can you believe that? It took a village, they say. There were so many guys that were involved, said the doctor. He's made a full recovery and gave Bryan one of his most prized possessions. There it was. A signed hockey jersey as a token of thanks. Not just any. Oh my gosh, look at this, said the doctor. Wayne Gretzky signed this. And the man says, Doc, I love you. Thank you for saving my life. Whoa. Meanwhile, Ethan Ligonberger, frustrated by years of arguing about his mom's anti-vaccination stance, quietly defected this week. The Norwalk, Ohio teenager needed advice, he said, on how to inoculate himself against both infectious disease and his family's dogma. As he calls it, at 18, he was old enough. Ligonberger explained he wanted to get vaccinated, but didn't know how, and because of their beliefs, I've never been vaccinated for anything. God knows how I'm still alive, said the 18-year-old. Oh, you'll live, kid. An anti-vaccination movement metastasized amid outbreaks of dangerous diseases. Boy, measles has gone to 12 states now. Internet-savvy teenagers, you can find out anything in the new America, are fact-checking their parents' decisions in digital health reawakenings and seeking their own treatments. Mom and Dad, you have no idea what you're talking about. This generation of unvaccinated children coming of age has looked at the science and they want to protect themselves, so say the experts. Mom and Dad, I've got some thoughts on this, but, well, anyway. Kid got her all taken care of. He's all vaccinated. Everything's great now. In health news, a couple of warnings. That quick and easy food that you love, chipping away at your mortality one nibble at a time, they say. According to new research from France, can we trust them? We face a 14% higher risk of early death with each 10% increase in the amount of ultra-processed foods we eat. Ultra-processed foods are manufactured industrially from multiple ingredients that usually include additives used for technology and or cosmetic purposes. Aha! Those foods are most consumed in the form of snacks, desserts, ready-to-eat or heat meals, and their consumption has largely increased during the past several decades. This trend may drive an increase of early deaths due to chronic illnesses, including cancer and cardiovascular disease. And one more story is very important, thermography. Have you heard about this? Breast cancer detection? It's not good as I understand it. 700 centers have popped up across America. In some instances, they're telling you that you don't need a mammogram. Now all kinds of stories coming out. Basically, really questionable, the thermography. You discover a lump, they say, get to a doctor, get a mammogram, get a biopsy. Early detection could save your life.
And finally, I like this one. Any day now, I have a feeling the father's going to lean over to his son and say, it's time. Then Jesus is going to look over at old Gabriel and say, rehearsal is over. Grab that trumpet. It's time to go. What a day that will be, huh? And worry, it's a conversation you have with yourself about things that you cannot change, my friend. Meanwhile, prayer is a conversation you have with God about things that He can definitely change. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message. So you did it. You missed yesterday's program. 2 days in a row. What in the world? It's all right. On iHeartRadio, just go to our Facebook page and get the address for iHeartRadio, or just go to gregpatton.com, Google it, DuckDuckGo, whatever you do there, and you can listen to the last week, last month, last year's. Oh, yeah, they're all available, my friend. Things that we've said in days gone by. We have temporarily set aside our website, gregpatton.com. Need somebody to help us create a new website. So pray about that one.
And Facebook, I am so appreciative of having you on board with me, being a friend. Please, today, okay?
Our involvement with Southwest Radio Church is keeping us super busy, to say the least. Boone's Creek Bible Church, that's going to be great. They're at the end of March down at Boone's Creek, Tri-Cities answer to all the things going on in the world today. The whole Southwest team going to be there and talk about things going on and prophecy. Going to be a great time. Southwest Radio Church, we're going to be there. End of March. Join us then.
Sometimes it's just tough weathering the storms. We've had so much bad weather, it's easy to identify with this. Talking now about weathering the storms of life, persecution, trouble coming your way. The Bible provides many examples of God-fearing men and women who weathered storms of persecution for their beliefs, and it's getting worse in America today because of the left-stream media and what I call the New America. Not only are you in disdain, you are under attack, my friend. You know, some of the more familiar stories involve accounts of the Hebrews being thrown into a fiery furnace for refusing to compromise the word, and New Testament believers thrown into prison for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and telling others how to be saved. Can you imagine? Believers today are able to tap into a wealth of wisdom by studying the righteous lives of long ago. And of course, I continue to tout Christian radio because there's so much good stuff right on this station every day. We learn how to persevere, praise God in the midst of our trials, and we can glean application principles from these accounts of real-life followers of Almighty God who fought the good fight of faith and won. From biblical teachings about persecution, consider a couple here. Biblical examples of suffering and persecution, you know them. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den there in Daniel chapter 6, and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were cast into the fiery furnace with him. Oh, that's one. Paul experienced constant persecution because of his bold proclamation of the gospel. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 11. According to Peter, all believers are going to endure some sort of trial or suffering as a result of their faith in Jesus Christ. It says that in 1 Peter chapter 4, starting with verse 12 and through 19 here. You know, we are to recognize that God is with us all the time. We need to resolve to stand firm like Daniel and his fellow believers, Daniel 3, 24 and 25. Do you do that today, or do you wimp out? We are in a time where Satan and all of his people that he's designating, and he's really good at this, try to get us away from God any way possible, either sneaking quietly through the back door or tearing the front door right off. You know, you need to minister to others when captured or wrongly charged. like Paul and Silas, who witnessed to a jailer in Acts 16:25-34. Amazing. We need to learn to be content in any situation, just like Paul was there in Philippians 4, 2 Timothy 1. And don't be surprised to encounter trials and troubles. Some people are like, it shouldn't happen to me. I oftentimes tell church audiences that, hey, I thought it was going to be a tiptoe through the tulips when I got saved. Everything going to be coming up wonderful now that I am a child of God. No, you'll have lots of trials and many instances far worse than you've ever encountered in your life. In fact, you know what? You can rejoice when you share the sufferings of Jesus Christ. That's what 1 Peter says in chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. And that I need to entrust these difficult situations to God and persevere so that somehow he's going to be glorified in it all. Read Psalm 56. Yeah, what are we talking about? Entrusting a difficult situation to Almighty God and persevering so that God will be glorified. You can do it. Yes, you can. You can weather the storms of persecution because God is still on the throne. And prayer changes things. Don't let Satan, his demons, and the people they use change your mind on that one, my friend. Keep your eyes on God. Need to glance at the enemy now and then to know what's going on, but keep your focus, your stare on Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, and talking about demons, I just was reminded once again that Invisible War on the Saints, that new book coming out. Very important book, The Invisible War on the Saints, Victor or Victim. Oh, you got to get a copy. Kind of excited to be able to share what God has done in our lives. We came under a demon attack a few decades ago that changed our ministry forever. I'm not out there in the crazy world of, well, you know how that can go. Nope, just a regular family that came under demonic attack with no idea as Christians what to do. And I was in the ministry and evangelism at the time. God really taught us some things. We have helped so many people, actually testimonial letters of lives saved as a result of information we've given out to people on how to battle the devil and his demons. The Invisible War on the Saints. It's genuinely real, my friend. What to do? What to do? And finally, I'm constantly asking the question, what is your purpose, sir, ma'am? Before the sun comes up, Reverend James Davis prepares for a journey that would many consider just a job. But for him, driving students to Ware Shoals schools is far from that. I don't get up in the morning to go to work. I get up to fulfill my purpose. He's been behind the wheel of a school bus number 8 for 10 years now. And through the years, one thing remains the same. His love for kids and their future. He knows each student by name and makes a point to say something positive each day. A lot of times, you don't know what people come out of when they get onto this bus. You want to give them a positive atmosphere, a positive attitude about going to school. A tip of the hat to the Reverend James Davis, school bus driver and pastor of the Dunn Creek Baptist Church for the last 24 years. Tip of the hat, Reverend. And here's the way most of us do it. Guy on a little hike there fell over the edge of the cliff, grabbed a hold of a branch, and started screaming for help. Yes, I'm here. Who's that? The Lord. Lord, help me. Do you trust me? Lord, I completely trust you. Then let go of the branch. What? I said, let go of the branch. Long pause here. And then, is there anybody else up there?
Come on, that's just the way we are. That's it. TGIF. Trust you're going to have a great weekend. Don't forget to be in church on, of course, you'll be there. I look forward to getting back with you on Monday. Pray for us. We have been super ill. All we can do to get through one of these radio broadcasts the last few days, and it seems to be getting a bit worse. So pray for us as we pray for you. Thanks so much. God bless. Have a great Friday.